As you know very well, in the more futuristic, but it's already happening in some professional domains, we're introducing new forms of intelligences, and I'm using the term in plural on purpose, into the human teams. We're introducing robots that work with humans. We're introducing artificial intelligence bots or artificial intelligence beings, literally, that observe how humans are doing things and learn from it and change as a result and adapt. And I wonder, as we evolve toward that future of multi-species teams, literally, what's going to happen to team science? Should we apply blindly what we know about teams at work and say, well, it works with human, there is no reason it shouldn't work with artificial intelligence and human teams? Or is there a possibility for developing a whole new science, a whole new insight, perhaps? Kara, you want to start? Okay, go ahead.
I've been thinking about this recently. First, I think we have to understand these non-human teammates and aspects of them that may or may not be different than human team members. But earlier, Ed and Scott were talking about this idea of generic skills that an individual brings to a team. And I believe, and I just wrote a paper with a colleague of mine, Sam DeBrow, where we took a look at some of those generic teamwork skills, and we considered what these machine teammates were like and what made them special.
What's a generic teamwork skill, for example?
Yeah, a generic teamwork skill or trait. We were looking at traits too, like communication, ability to communicate with others, or tolerance for ambiguity was one of the traits we looked at. We took a look at some of those generic teamwork skills, and we made a case in our paper that some of those skills probably do transfer over to human-machine teams. They're just as important in a human-machine teaming as they are in a human-human team. But some other skills may become more important in a human-machine team, and then some other skills may not be as important in a human-machine team. And so I believe that we can take things from the team's literature and it will apply to those kinds of teams. Do I think everything will apply? Probably not. But that's an example of, if we're going to, you know, design humans to work in human machine teams, what are those skills and traits that we're going to want to train and select for that are going to allow them to deal well with those non-human team members?
And I want to hear from Eduardo and from Scott on that, but I think it's very important that your community take the lead on that, because left to their own devices, artificial intelligence developers work very fast and don't wait several years to have the right p-values. We'll actually design artificial intelligence system without taking into account the treasure trove of insight that our community, your community, can give them. You're nodding, Scott. Do you agree? Tell me more about those future teams.
Yeah. So if we think about them, the teams you described, if I think about them as, let's say, hybrid teams, right? It's a mix of human and other intelligences. Let's first start with the assumption that we're talking about, in this case, intelligences that are somewhat visible to the other team members. They don't have to be physically visible, right? But they're robotic or virtual. They're not so deeply embedded that we don't even know they're happening. So in those cases, you almost naturally, as a human, think about them in some ways as a team member. So it makes me think about analogous phenomena in hybrid teams versus all human teams. And I can point out some of them, but it also tells me there's some research that's needed. So what do we know with human teams? Trust matters. And we know that in judging whether we trust another human, there is a judgment made about ability. Like, do I think you can do what you said you're going to do? And character. Right? Do I think you're going to do the right thing for me, that you care about me, et cetera? So what's the equivalent phenomena? Do those apply directly or differently when we start talking about a teammate who is non-human? We know role clarity, for example, matters a lot in teams. So Danielle, are you responsible for this? Am I responsible for this? Okay, what's the equivalent when we've got a hybrid here? Is it programmed in? Does the AI just make a decision to fire, to clean, to do? Who owns the decision? Is that clear and transparent? We know backup matters.
What's backup?
A backup is I am monitoring. I see that you need some assistance. So I offer help. I fill in for you either partially or fully in some ways. In human teams, that's kind of a characteristic of high-performing teams that have high interdependency. So how and when do human and AI back up each other? What are the implications for team composition? Can I compose a team where I know AI is able to step in and do some other things, even if it's not their primary task? And can I, as a human, serve as backup for AI? You think about sometimes like, oh, the intelligence can run on its own, but are there times where I should be monitoring and seeing this is now evolving into a space that the AI was not programmed for and I need to back up? So I share some of those as examples that we should use what we know about team science, and we should probably study those phenomena in these hybrid teams.
Yes. Eduardo, if you can take on that topic and also maybe expand on that notion of training as a team, on the training part, how do you develop those teams? Are they new, totally new kinds of competencies that need to happen, or they're just variants of what we know?
Let me make a bold statement on this. I don't think we need to be afraid of human automation, human AI teams. I think that the way to tackle this is to stick to the basics, like we always have. So instead of studying teams, we need to study the nature of teamwork. And so I don't care whether you have automation or in a robot as your teammate. I want to understand what is the nature of your interaction. If we stick to what we know in team science, you do a team task analysis. You do a coordination demand analysis. If you focus on understanding that, then I think you will get the kind of competencies, the kind of needs that they have. And so I think it's that. We stick to the basics. And for years, at least the last 40 years, since we started all this NDA movement and all that, it has served us well. So that's what I would focus on. And so to answer your question about training, is training may or may not look any different. But I'll give you an example that kind of made me think about this. So Scott and I were at my manufacturer to look at a new kind of team that they were forming, which was a robot, a human, and an algorithm, automation. You remember that, Scott? I won't say the name of the company, but anyway, they used to work as a three-person team, humans, and now they have changed. So they have all kinds of problems. And we interview people, and long story short, at the end, to me, what I got out of that was, it's the nature of the teamwork that matters, not who is next to you, who is a machine or a robot. And that's what we need to do, I think. And so in the work that I've been, once in a while, I get asked to consult on human robot or robot to robot teams. At the end, we talk about the same stuff, backup behavior, information exchange. We talk about the same stuff.
Thank you. I think going back to first principles will be very important here, but also be open-minded enough to understand that because we don't have enough words in the English language, we still call that intelligence, artificial intelligence. We still call that teams, maybe because we don't have the word for that new form of social structure. And there is a lot of controversy in the human machine community about whether or not that AI is a tool of the human or it's a teammate. And we're going to have a series as part of this series of podcasts, debate specifically about that tool or teammate. And the issue here is also about maybe one of the differences I want to offer to you is about that transparency or that trust. At that level, AI behaves sometimes in a very unpredictable way. And not because it's capricious, it's because it absorbs an ungodly amount of data. And from time to time, there is an emerging behavior that emerges and happens because of some deep structure that the AI has learned. And the AI learns not only deep structure about the task and the task interdependence, but also about the human teammate. And therefore, that kind of unpredictability is really interesting because it forces us to have a level of explainability and transparency, perhaps for each other, that occur very naturally with humans because that's our DNA, perhaps. But doesn't occur naturally between humans and intelligent machines.
That's a great point, Daniel, because what I do worry about all this stuff, really, is not a team issue per se, or maybe it is, I don't know. But what I think about is ethical issues, for example.
Tell me more about that. What are you worried about?
Well, I'm worried about that these things will have a dark side as they're interacting where there's no boundaries. What I'm afraid of sometimes is I'm confronted with ethical issues. So, you know, healthcare is going in that direction a little bit with robotics and all this kind of stuff. And they're beginning to look at the ethics of this because can the AI, can the automation, can the robot detect who they have in front of them, what kind of person they have, what kind of history they have? I mean, all this kind of stuff. So here at Rice, there's a AI at the computer center. What they're more worried about, that the trouble, if you will, with more AI is about ethics and who monitors.
Is our field, Karen Scott, equipped to deal with the ethical considerations that comes with this introduction of new learning intelligent machines in our work? What does the IO psychology community have to offer in that area? Or should we leave that up to the philosophers? I'm asking the tough questions.
So we can't leave it to the philosophers, although they have a role in this. We can't leave it to the technologists because they have a role in this. In some ways, psychologists, IO psychologists, it's somewhere can serve a bridge there. You know, historically, we have worked in man-machine interface. Historically, we have asked questions about, you know, ethical and appropriate behavior at work. We do interface with technology. So we're not the right people to program it. We're not the right people to ask the big questions, but maybe sort of where the rubber meets the road, we're the right folks to be able to facilitate and ask the right questions. Earlier, when you were talking about, Daniel, what implied to me kind of like this emergent learning that occurs, that's inherent in some forms of AI, right? That's where some of the risk points occur, because they're quantum leaps or they're divergent, and they could be much better or they could be much worse in some ways. It made me think of a parallel in some of the research that we've been doing on informal learning in humans. So informal learning is, in contrast to training, where there's a preset objective, a preset curriculum, a preset group of experiences to learn X, informal learning occurs very naturalistically, right? Humans do this all the time. The vast majority of learning in organizations is informal learning. So as we try to prepare people to be better, faster, informal learners, one of the risk factors is they're going to try things that they probably shouldn't try, and they get in trouble. So we've been coaching organizations to think about red, yellow, green charts. You're going to take this person, they're relatively novice, they're starting to learn, we're going to put them in a situation. What are those things that if they get a chance to do it, just run? Green, don't ask. What are those things that are yellow? Like, do it, but only if there's some backup there. And what are those things like, we don't want you touching this thing in the nuclear power plant facility and testing it, right? Red. Is there an equivalent to that in the case of emergent intelligence?
There is an equivalent, but what would worry me as both a technologist and a practitioner of teams is not the red, the yellow, or the green. Is the color that I haven't designed the system for.
Yeah, it's good.
That's really the unknown unknown, so to speak, that we have to worry about.